to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily, and I am so excited to be back. It's officially season 4, and I am ready. So, as you guys know, yesterday was the 1-year anniversary of Dream Now Media. It was our birthday, and I'm super excited. Before we get into it, I do want to let you know that we are having a birthday sale where you can get 20% off everything in our online shop. So you can definitely go check that out right now at dreamnowmedia.com/shop. Yeah, so without further ado, let's get into the episode. So this week we are going to be talking about my creative biz toolbox, and these are basically the tools that I've been using in my business. And what I really, really, really love about these tools is that they were built by creatives for creatives, so you know they will work for your creative business. These platforms I've found through social media, through Facebook, and just through amazing, amazing people. So without further ado, let's get into it. So the first platform I really want to talk about is MemberVault. It's an online platform that is perfect for hosting and building your own membership program, freebie hub, or online course. It's super intuitive, very easy to customize, and you can really, really set it up for what you want. I truly love it. It has an amazing team working on it. They're honestly so freaking cool. They have an amazing Facebook community that you can be a part of, and it's great. The best part about it is, with everything they're doing, it is free. You can host your course on there for free. It's just amazing. Right now, I am personally using it for my freebie vault, which I have just redone, and also for a new course I'm working on that you guys can actually sign up for right now. It's called The Biz Babe's Guide to Running a Creative Business. It's a 6-month course about starting and running your own creative business, and you can actually check out the link to that in our link hub, podcast.dreamnowmedia.com/links. Everything will be listed there so you can check it out. It's super amazing, and I definitely suggest trying MemberVault if you're wanting to host a course or have a freebie vault or have a membership. It's just really great. So next, I have to talk about one of my favorite new tools. You guys are going to hear more about it because there is an ad for them on my show, but we're going to be talking about Flowdesk. You guys know my struggle with email marketing. I have talked about it before on the show. I've talked about why I didn't like it. I've talked about the tools I've used, and I've been through a ton of them. But I have finally found a tool I love. One that I was more than happy to pay for and use. Not like with MailChimp or ConvertKit where you're kind of like, I'm not sure if I want to pay for it. This one I literally pulled out my card and I was like, here you go. And it is Flowdesk. It's super, super, super amazing. Very customizable. There's so many amazing templates from so many amazing people that you can just plug in certain keywords and you can make it your own. There's already amazing copy in it. There's graphics galore. Such gorgeous graphics you can use that I truly love it all. And I definitely think you guys should check it out. It's grown so much since it's come out, and it's just proving that it is one of the best email marketing platforms for creative entrepreneurs. And that's why I think you should have it as a creative, whether you're an influencer or a blogger or a business owner, you definitely should check out Flowdesk. There's actually a link in my description for you to get 50% off your subscription and a free month trial. So take advantage of that. Use that time to check out the platform and see if you truly enjoy it. Okay. Next is another one you've heard me talk about before, but I have to touch on it, and that is Showit. Showit it's an amazing web design platform where you can actually host your site, and I am 1000% in love with it. It is just so great. There's so many ways you can customize it. You can add shapes, colors, your own fonts, everything. It's very, very simple to use. It's easy to use. And it was created for creative entrepreneurs like photographers, designers, things like that, who don't want to have all of the coding that goes into a WordPress site or to struggle with a Squarespace site. It's just honestly great platform. You can check out my site. As you guys know, all of my websites basically that I use for my own business are built on Showit. So you can check it out there, see what you can do with it. It's super fun, super easy, and I truly love it. So next, we're going to talk about Anchor. Again, it's another one that you always hear an ad about on my show. And Anchor is a podcast hosting platform that I use to host this podcast itself, and I truly love it. It's an easy-to-use platform. You can control it from your computer and your phone. It's just, it's great. There's so many features in it, so many different ways you can edit your podcast through it, record through it. It's amazing, and they help you distribute your show to basically everything. I have my show on over 13 platforms because of Anchor distributing it to all of them. It's super amazing. The team has some things they can work on, but honestly, it is such a great platform. I definitely suggest using it, even if you're like, especially if you're not sure if you want to have a podcast or if you're kind of just testing the waters. It's a great one to do because it is a free hosting platform, so you don't have anything to worry about. You don't have to pay anything for it if you're not going to end up using it. And finally, we have to talk about another one of my latest obsessions. You hear me talk about HoneyBook, but I think I found my HoneyBook replacement. Not gonna lie, it was a challenge, and I didn't think I was gonna replace HoneyBook because I do like what HoneyBook has, but I found Dubsado. Dubsado is another CRM, which is a client relationship manager, and it's basically a platform where you can control everything you need to connect with a client. It's built, again, for creatives to run their own businesses, everything on the backside, so you can do invoicing on it, you can email clients, you can send proofs, contracts, everything through this platform. It's so amazing, and there's so many ways you can make it work for your business. I highly recommend using it if this is something you need for your business. So now that we got those tools out of the way, I would love to talk to you guys about what you really need to start a business, because I know so many people are like, oh, I don't need this or I don't need that, but there's stuff you do need. So we're going to talk about that today. So the first thing you're going to need to run a business is a brand identity. Now, this is your logo and your color palette and your fonts and whatever other elements you have created for your brand. And the reason you need this is because if you're just using like a picture of yourself, it gets lost in the sea of profile pictures. Honestly, I honestly think that half the time I see people on Facebook, I've seen them 100 times, but looking at the name, I've never seen it before, and it's just because their profile picture looks extremely similar to somebody else's, because there's only so many ways you can take a picture or edit a picture. And because of that, you need some sort of logo, colors, fonts, that kind of stuff to make your business stand out. You need to have that presence that people look at and they're like, oh yeah, that's this brand. Even if your name's not like on it, if they see the colors and the fonts, then they'll know, oh yeah, that's their brand, you know? Yeah. So brand identity is super, super important. You can create one very simply on Canva if you want, or BeFunky, or you can do Photoshop, Illustrator. Depending on your skill level, it's very, very, very easy to do so, and I definitely just think everybody should be doing it. So next, I've said this once and I will say it again, you need a website. I don't care if you don't think you do because you have a Facebook profile or an Instagram account. We all know these platforms can crash, and when they do, you don't want to lose the way you market yourself. You want to be able to continue to market yourself, your content, and your products. And that's why I definitely suggest building a website. Now, like I said, you can use Showit, but it is a bit more costly, and it's something built for designers, somebody who knows their way around a web design platform. And if you're not that kind of person, then I definitely suggest starting with Squarespace. Squarespace is an easier drag and drop platform. It's very simple to work on. You can just pick an amazing template and plug in all of your info, and you'll be good to go. What's amazing about it is for as little as $12 a month, you can build and start your own website. It's super easy, super customizable again, and it's just a great way to build your own site. Even if it's just like one page with info about you and a way to contact you, you do need something so that when Instagram and Facebook and YouTube inevitably crash again, because they have this year at least twice, and they will again, you need that way to continue to market yourself for people to continue finding what you do and just give them a way to contact you and get in touch about working with you. So after that, you're going to need a way to sell, whether it be a course, a product, or a service. You're going to need to need a way to sell what you have. Now, you can start a shop on Squarespace. It does cost more than $12 a month. $12 a month is just like the base website plan, but you can definitely look into that and compare like what you need. Or you can sell your courses on Member Vault if you have a course, or if you want to do a membership, you can do it on Member Vault for free, which again is amazing. And you can sell your services on your site, have a page just like services, write it all out, they can fill out a little contact form, and then you can invoice and charge them through Stripe. All of these ways are super simple and just a great way to sell what you have to earn money for your business, for the content you're creating, because that's the main goal of everything, is to be able to earn an income and create a career based on what you're creating, isn't it? So, like I said, you can build a Squarespace shop. It's very simple to do so, but keep in mind the pros and cons of it all. I think it works very well for digital download, but it can be a bit harder to use for physical products. If you're wanting to sell a course or membership thing, I definitely suggest Member Vault. It's a very simple platform to use. There's already ways you can set it up. They have templates to set up your courses. It's great. And if you're wanting to do services, then you can use tools like Stripe or Agree.com to have contracts and be able to invoice your clients. That is legally binding and very, very simple and protects you and your business. And now finally, you need an Instagram. And I know you're like, but I don't want to use Instagram. I already have an Instagram, but I use it for my own personal profile and I don't want to use it for my business. Let me tell you, Instagram is the best platform right now for you to be able to reach the people you're wanting to connect with, your ideal clients or fans. They're the ones that you want seeing your content. Now, if you don't have those people, then you should definitely check out my free 3-day challenge that I'm hosting next week on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's called the Finding Your Niche Challenge, and you can sign up right now at the link in the description. With everything else, it's in the link hub. You can find it there. But you can use Instagram as a way to reach your ideal clients. These are people on Instagram are looking for other creatives to follow, the people who are creating content, blogs, YouTube videos, podcasts, things like that. This is how they're connecting with those people. So utilize Facebook or utilize Instagram, but don't utilize it to the point where you don't have anything else. You need to keep up a website and everything, just so when Instagram does crash, they can still find you, you know? Perfect. So now that I've talked your ear off about that, let's take a break for some ads and then we'll pick back up again for all of our other fun segments. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today: smart, healthy, confident,
active and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram.
So, guys, as a gift to you for sticking around, for coming back for season 4, or for just being an amazing listener, I wanted to give you guys something amazing. So, this week I am offering you guys a free content creation guide. Yes, the Biz Girl's Guide to Content Creation. From creating eye-catching YouTube content to maintaining an amazing website, this guide has all the tools you need to create bomb content for your biz. You can check it out right now and download it at the link in our description, or you can click on the link hub, find it there. You'll just see the name of it, The Biz Girl's Guide to Content Creation. And honestly, guys, there are so many tools and tips and hacks in this guide that I don't share anywhere else. So you definitely need to check it out. I'm not even kidding. So go right now and download it. You will not be disappointed. For this season's small creator shout out, I wanted to branch out and find creatives that aren't just on Instagram, but are also on YouTube, have their own podcast, that kind of thing. So this week's small creator shout out is a bit different, and it's Megan of Simply Living. She's a small lifestyle YouTuber who creates content that is just amazing. I have been watching and binging it recently. She has a great channel. And she has a huge personality that I definitely think you guys would all really, really, really enjoy. So you guys can go and check her out right now on our link hub, podcast.dreamnowmedia.com/links. Her channel will also be linked in the description of this episode. So go check her out, subscribe to her, and let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you. So next we're going to do the tried and true song of the week. You guys know how much I love this segment, and of course I was going to bring it back. So this week's song of the week is Boom by X Ambassadors. If y'all haven't heard it, it's a true bop. This song is sure to get you dancing wherever you are. You could be standing in line at the grocery store, you could be sitting in your chair, you could be driving down the highway. This song is just a bop that you guys will love dancing to. You guys can actually listen to it right now on the official Creative Boss Babe playlist. Now at the link in the episode description, you know the link hub, podcast.dreamnowmedia.com/links. There you can find it and everything else mentioned in this episode and every future episode. So for this week's pop culture moment, we're going to be talking about 5 Seconds of Summer. Honestly, that's probably all I'm going to talk about because I love them and they're going to show up a lot in the show. So just a heads up. But recently, the band stopped by Good Mythical Morning to promote their new song, Teeth, and they enjoyed some interesting foods during their game of Yakapella. The 14-minute video is sure to leave you giggling. I know I was laughing the entire time. It's so much fun to watch. They basically had to see who could hold the note longer, and whoever, lost holding the note had to eat this really disgusting food. I'm not going to give too much away, but it's really funny. I enjoy it a lot, and if you guys want to check it out, it's linked in our link hub. It's the bottom link. You'll find it. It's very, very simple. So, yes, just go check it out if you need a little giggle, if you just want to have a little fun, or if you want to see Ashton Irwin swear because it's hysterical. Of course, I had to bring back the tech news for this because, as you guys know, Apple had its annual keynote Tuesday morning, so just earlier this week, and they have a lot that's coming out this month and the next month, and it's just insane. The biggest announcement by far from the entire event was the new iPhone 11 Pro. It's basically their new iPhone XS, but it has an extra camera, and it also has the promise of Slowfies, which are slow motion selfies. Now, I don't know about you, but Slowfies sound kind of weird and not like I really want them, but it is what it is, and I'm sure people will enjoy it, but it's just a little weird. Also, I know that the look of the three cameras has been freaking some people out because those people have a fear of circles. Trust me, I am one of them. I just cannot pronounce the actual word for it, but I understand completely. And yeah, let me know how you guys feel about that. How do you feel about the new iPhones? Do you think three cameras is too much? Does the design kind of freak you out? Let me know by heading over to my Instagram and leaving a comment on my latest post. Also, Apple announced that they will be having a new Apple Watch with many different features or finishes like titanium, steel, ceramic, and the promise to build on top of the groundbreaking model that was the previous one. Honestly, you guys know Apple Watch is so far ahead of its time. Other companies are trying to catch up. You have Samsung and Fitbit, but the Apple Watch is just so far ahead of its time. It's really, really amazing. So that's happening. Apple also announced that they will be replacing their previous 9.7-inch iPad with the new 10.2 iPad, and it will still have Touch ID, the same kind of buttons as the iPhone 6, 7, and 8 had, and it will have the new iPadOS operating system on it. Also, iOS 13, for those of you with an iPhone, is coming out September 19th and promises a number of small updates, including the long-awaited dark mode. Yes, you can finally text with a black screen instead of white. Y'all know the struggle when it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and you're checking your phone and you see a text and you go and open it and like the rest of the room is dark and then all of a sudden it's just bright white in your eyes even when the brightness is all the way down. Yeah, we're finally going to be able to fix that and turn on dark mode. So I know I'm excited. I hope you guys are too. And yeah, that's it for this tech news segment. Let's get to the end of the episode. So that's it for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. I'm so freaking excited to be back for season 4. There's going to be episodes every single Friday. Y'all aren't even ready for it. There's just so many amazing things coming. That being said, I hope you guys liked it. If you did, please make sure to subscribe. And if you're on a platform that allows you to give the show a rating and leave a review, please, please, please do that. Give us a 5-star rating and leave a review telling us how you enjoy the show, just so we know, me and the team, so we can make the show even better for you guys. I'm so excited. We also have merch coming. Merch is actually already out. You can shop it right now on Amazon. Again, you can find the link in the link hub. Literally everything is in that link hub. So it's podcast.dreamnowmedia.com. It's super simple, super easy. It's in the description of this episode, and you guys can find it. You can shop everything. You can check out every single link. You can sign up for all the programs with all the discounts. Everything you could possibly need is in the link hub, so definitely click there to find anything, everything, and yeah. Also, be sure to stay tuned for amazing episodes coming out. And if you're interested, join our free 3-day challenge that's coming out on the 18th through 20th of September 2019. You guys can do that. It's going to be the Finding Your Creative Niche Challenge, where for 3 days, we're going to cover how to find your niche and your ideal clients and how to use that to reach your ideal clients. It's going to be super, super fun. There's going to be live streams every day. You're going to get the chance to talk to me. And yes, there's just so many amazing things coming, guys. I cannot wait to share it all with you. So, yes, I'm done talking your ear off for this episode. I love you guys. I will be back next week with a new episode. Bye!